This is All Things Considered on 90.1 WABE. I'm Dennis O'Hare. In recent months, Georgia has been trumpeting the attraction of new jobs to the state. But has the state actually been keeping quality jobs, the jobs that pay relatively high salaries? A new report from the Andrew Young School of Policy Studies at Georgia State University raises some questions about that. Carolyn Bordeaux is an associate professor of public management and policy at Georgia State. She's also associate director of the Georgia State Fiscal Research Center at the Andrew Young School of Policy Studies at GSU, and she is the editor of the report on what are called prime jobs. Carolyn Bordeaux, welcome. Good to have you.
Thank you for having me.
Now, this report has several very interesting parts of it, but it says the state as a whole has been losing jobs in both premium and low-paying categories, and it's only seen some modest growth in the mid-range jobs. Now, this is in the 4 years going up to 2009. But the key part here is you're saying that this problem of keeping good jobs actually predates the recession. So there must have been something else going on here besides hard times. What is it?
It's not entirely clear what's driving this. There are a lot of different areas where the state has been losing jobs. But one of the big areas where the state has really been hit hard is in manufacturing. And so what we could be seeing is the rise of China, the rise of a lot of overseas competition, and the loss of manufacturing in Georgia and in the country at large to these other places.
So if we want to regain the prime jobs, as you call them, would that mean more training for workers in things like IT and other forms of high tech, or let's say health and science related kinds of things?
More training is going to be helpful, again, because these jobs are going to be ones that are higher skill, more mechanized, or are focused on more specialty type products. One of the things that we see in this report that's happening, Georgia's lost 14% of its premium jobs from 2000 to 2009. It's being replaced with mid-range jobs, and these jobs are in the educational services and healthcare industry primarily. That's where we're seeing a lot of growth in the state.
Now, you write these policy briefs not just for the general public but for policymakers, and certainly the governor's office highlights every new company that comes in with some jobs. But it has had some successes recently. General Motors is opening an IT center in Roswell of about 1,000 jobs. Since the report only covers up to 2009, are we seeing perhaps a reversal of the loss of jobs, or do you see the underlying trends continuing and we have these occasional successes?
Let me give you a sense of the magnitude of what we're seeing in this report. Basically, over the past decade, Georgia's lost 33% of its manufacturing jobs. That's equivalent to 181,000 jobs. So we're seeing some good things, but it seems like we might have a ways to go.
So you're saying if you weigh 181,000 jobs lost over that longer period of time versus 1,000 from a GM facility or 1,500 from Baxter or, say, 800 jobs from AirWatch, which is coming in, you would need a lot of these new successes in order to make up for what we've lost. Is that fair to say?
That would be fair to say. We're really going to have to do a lot to make up for what has been lost.
Is there any sort of prescription here? I mean, obviously, improving the education system, expanding vocational and high-tech job training, those are some obvious solutions that have been talked about a lot at the Capitol. Or even with those, are we at the mercy of sort of macroeconomic and global forces that are just going to make it hard for us to get back the prime jobs we've lost?
I think those initiatives to improve education are going to be great. But yes, what we're seeing in this data is very much that Georgia is at the mercy of some national trends. And that loss in manufacturing is not because anybody in Georgia did something wrong. It's because the United States as a whole is competing globally.
It sounds as if you're saying even if we offered lots of tax breaks to lure companies in, we're not going to see them arriving in droves just based on economic incentives. There has to be a more fundamental shift in what we're doing.
This kind of shift, a 33% drop in manufacturing, suggests a big macro change that's happening. that is probably going to be hard for Georgia to address alone.
Carolyn Bordeaux is an associate professor of public management and policy at Georgia State University. She's also associate director of the Georgia State Fiscal Research Center at the Andrew Young School of Policy Studies, and she was the editor of a policy brief that just came out on changes in jobs across the state. Professor Bordeaux, thanks so much for being with us. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.